un momento in un certo senso di tristezza, ma soprattutto un momento di una profonda gratitudine.
In a ceremony filled with nostalgia and hope, Pope Benedict XVI officially installed Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone of Genoa into the second top position of the Vatican, while thanking Cardinal Angelo Sodano for his service in the role for the past 15 years.
Confermata nell'ufficio di segretario di Stato.
Pope Benedict reflected on what he described as the outstanding career of Cardinal Sodano in the role of Secretary of State. Cardinal Sodano will remain as the Dean of the College of Cardinals after almost 40 years in diplomatic service to the Vatican. The Pope, in recalling the Cardinal's years dedicated to his office at the Holy See under Pope John Paul II and then himself, said that he always admired the faithfulness, competence, prudence, good sense and energy the prelate used in his daily governance. Toward the end of the ceremony, the Holy Father gave Cardinal Sodano a specially crafted statue of the Black Madonna of Allotting, Germany, from where he has just returned. Cardinal Sodano, who's just released a book on memoirs of his life in service, especially thanked both the Pope and his team in the Vatican for all their support, saying teamwork was the most important factor in successful management of the work of the Secretary of State.
Che sempre li ha distinti.
His replacement, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, agreed. The 71-year-old says that he's counting on the expertise and personal charity of his new collaborators to be truly as effective as possible in this important role.
Contribuire in modo speciale a realizzare tale idea.
The Pope affectionately embraced his new colleague, with whom he had worked so closely in these years, directing the Pontifical Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. At the conclusion of the formal ceremony, the Pope then announced the name of the new Secretary of Relations with States, or Foreign Minister for the Holy See. Archbishop Dominique Mamberti will take over the office from Archbishop Giovanni Laiolo. Archbishop Mamberti has been currently serving as the Apostolic Nuncio for Sudan and Eritrea, and he told us what this position means to him.
This nomination is a great joy for me, and I want to use it to be at the service of Christians and all of humanity. I hope to make relations with Islam one of my priorities, along with Africa. And I will aim to bring my experiences in the difficult parts of Africa, like Sudan, to the role as well.
Also, as part of today's changing of the guards here at the Vatican, Pope Benedict accepted the resignation of Cardinal Edmund Casimir Skoka as president of the Pontifical Commission for the Vatican State. But it remains to be seen who will take his place. I'm Catherine Smybert.